If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, get ready for this deep dive. Because it completely changed how I see Eva Longoria. You know, she's famous from Desperate Housewives, right?
Yeah.
But did you know she played a crucial role in getting John Wick made?
Yeah, a really crucial role, actually. We're going behind the scenes today. And trust me, it's a lot more exciting than any red carpet.
It's crazy. What I think is so cool about this is she wasn't in the movie at all. It was all about saving it.
Saving it from a financial disaster, to be exact. And that's what we're going to explore today. How at the very last minute, she invested her own money to save the film. And it really reveals a whole other side of her career.
Okay, so picture this. The directors, Chad Stahelski and David Leitch, just days away from having to completely shut down production, they hit a snag, a $6 million funding gap.
$6 million, huge problem in the movie world. And to give you an idea of how risky filmmaking is, even with someone like Keanu Reeves already on board, they'd already put their own money into it. The directors, along with Reeves and the producer, Basil Iwanek.
So they really believed in it.
Oh, absolutely. But that's how desperate things were getting.
A real passion project on the verge of collapsing.
It really was.
Imagine the stress.
Not just another Hollywood deal. It was their dream on the line.
And then Eva Longoria enters the picture.
She did, with something called gap financing, essentially bridging that financial gap.
Yeah.
At the last minute. And she put up the entire $6 million.
Hold on. $6 million of her own money.
From her own funds.
That's a huge leap of faith.
It is.
Especially because this was her first big film producing move.
Yeah, her first major move into film producing. A calculated risk. But it really shows how smart she is. And you know what? Stahelski and Leitch had no idea. They didn't know Longoria was the one who saved the film.
No way. Seriously, how is that even possible?
The producer, Iwanek, he kept it a complete secret. Until after John Wick was already a success.
Wow.
He revealed it at a celebratory dinner.
Can you imagine?
What a moment.
So Longoria risks millions to save this film. And doesn't even brag about it.
Doesn't say a word.
Pretty amazing, right?
Really is. And it paid off big time. Global box office hit. Made over $86 million.
On a $20 million budget.
Yeah.
Incredible. So how much do we think she made off of that?
Best guess. Tripled her investment. At least.
$18 million.
It'd be even more.
I mean, this totally changes my view of Eva Longoria. Not just talented, but clearly a sharp businesswoman.
Oh, for sure. And she knows how to spot potential. You know, John Wick was just the start. Her production company, Unbelievable Entertainment, they've created shows like Devious Maids and Grand Hotel. She's got real producing talent.
We'll talk about those more later. It's so impressive to see her branching out beyond just acting, but what I find really inspiring is her commitment to diversity and inclusion, especially in Hollywood, which has always struggled with representation.
That's a great point. And she's been vocal about it, pushing for more diversity in front of and behind the camera.
And her work on Grand Hotel is a perfect example of that.
It really is.
From what I've read, she went above and beyond to make sure the cast, the writers, even the directors were diverse.
She actively pushed for it. Diverse writing and directing team, and even secured a female cinematographer.
That's rare.
It is, even in Hollywood.
And when you think about John Wick, it wasn't just about the film itself.
Right.
She was supporting people who might not have had a chance otherwise.
Stahelski and Leitch, they were stuntmen before this, and she saw something special in them.
Believed in their vision.
Exactly. And you see this throughout her career, this commitment to lifting up voices that don't always get heard.
Which actually brings us to something that really stood out to me.
Oh, yeah.
While I was getting ready for this deep dive.
Oh, yeah.
Her foundation.
The Eva Longoria Foundation makes a real impact. It empowers Latinas through education and entrepreneurship.
They've given out over $6 million in microloans.
$6 million, opening doors for people who wouldn't qualify for regular loans.
It's amazing how she's using her success to help others. And to champion causes she believes in.
It goes way beyond just making movies.
Way beyond.
Really speaks to her character and her commitment to making a difference.
This John Wick story is just one small part of Eva Longoria's journey.
One chapter.
It's about her business skills, her willingness to take risks, and her dedication to creating positive change.
Makes you wonder what's next.
I know, right? Always pushing boundaries, using her position to champion important causes.
And she does it all with so much grace and determination, I have to say. Learning about Eva Longoria today has really impressed me.
Me too.
Right.
Shows that success isn't just about what you achieve on your own. It's also about using your influence to help others.
To create positive change.
Well said.
And to think, it all started with $6 million. That saved John Wick.
Talk about a game changer.
That's for sure.
Goes to show, you never know where courage and belief can lead.
You really don't.
Sometimes.
Oh.
Those leaps of faith, well, they can have a bigger impact than you ever imagine.
That's the beauty of it. We often only see the glamorous side of Hollywood. The red carpets, the awards. But the real stories, the ones that shape the entire industry, they're happening behind the scenes.
That's so true. And in this case, what Eva Longoria did, it not only saved a film, it created a whole franchise.
That's captivated people all over the world.
Amazing.
And think about the impact on Stahelski and Leitch's careers. They went from basically unknown to directing one of the most innovative action franchises ever.
It's like a Hollywood fairy tale, but with a twist.
A twist.
The fairy godmother is a powerful actress and producer who saw something special when no one else did.
And that brings us back to her amazing ability to spot those opportunities and take calculated risks. It's not luck. It's knowing what to look for, seeing talent where others don't.
And being willing to champion those who don't fit the mold.
Exactly.
She's a disruptor.
In a good way.
Challenging how things have always been done.
Through her work and through her advocacy.
And it's clear that she's passionate about more than just the glitz and glamour of Hollywood.
Oh, for sure.
Her foundation proves that.
It does.
She's committed to making a difference.
And a real difference.
In the lives of others. Empowering them. And that's what makes her story so compelling.
It really does.
It's about more than just movies. It's about vision, courage, and truly believing in representation.
Well said.
So for everyone listening, I think this is a call to action.
A call to action.
To look deeply.
Theater, to find those hidden stories.
Mm-hmm.
And support the people who are changing things.
The people pushing boundaries.
Exactly.
Challenging the way things have always been done.
Because everyone has the potential to make a difference.
No matter who you are, what you do.
And sometimes, a single act of courage, taking a leap of faith. That's all it takes.
To start something truly extraordinary.
So next time you're watching John Wick, remember the woman who helped make it happen?
Eva Longoria.
Actress, producer, advocate, a true game changer.
She proves that even in a world like Hollywood, where the big studios rule, passion and determination can still make all the difference. And that's a powerful message.
A powerful message.
To remember.
On and off the screen. One decision, one investment. It really can change everything.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. Without Longoria, John Wick might not even exist.
Exactly. Think about it. No incredible action sequences, no world building, none of it.
No puppy.
Yeah, no.
All because she was willing to take a chance on something completely different.
Bold, different, and she had the vision to see it.
You know, it's funny. Most people still probably think of her as Gabrielle Solis from Desperate Housewives.
That role definitely made her famous.
It did.
But there's so much more to her. This deep dive is proving that.
And that's what I love about it.
It's like she was secretly building an empire.
While still captivating everyone with her acting.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, I wanted to go back to Grand Hotel for a minute. We talked about how diverse it was behind the scenes. But what about the show itself?
Okay, so Grand Hotel. It's based on a Spanish show, Grand Hotel. Set in a really luxurious Miami Beach hotel, owned by a Hispanic family.
Ooh.
Sounds fancy.
It's got that classic upstairs, downstairs kind of feel.
Lots of drama, I bet.
Oh, definitely. But it also has Longoria's touch.
And she wasn't just a producer on this one, right?
Nope. She directed some episodes and even had a recurring role.
Wow, so she was really hands-on.
Very hands-on. Involved in every part of it.
And the cast is mostly Latinx, too, right?
It is. Was that intentional?
Absolutely. She said before, it's important for young Latinas to see themselves on screen, not just as the maid or the girlfriend, but as the heroines.
I love that. She's using her platform to fight stereotypes.
And create opportunities for representation.
Especially in Hollywood, which can be pretty homogenous.
Yeah, not a lot of diversity traditionally.
So she's changing that.
She is.
And not just with the actors. What about the people behind the camera?
Same thing. She insisted on diversity there, too.
We talked about the female cinematographer.
Right, which is still rare.
Sadly. But what about the writers and directors?
at least half of them, women or people of color.
That's amazing. Having those voices involved, shaping the stories we see, it's so important.
It really is, breaking down those barriers that have limited opportunities for so long.
And Longoria is leading the charge.
Brick by brick.
This reminds me of something she said in an interview.
Oh, yeah.
About unconscious bias.
That's a big one.
Where people tend to hire people who are like them.
It's comfortable, but it stifles creativity.
And it just keeps the same patterns going.
Exactly.
But Longoria is challenging that.
Creating space for new perspective.
For new talent.
New voices.
And it's not just limited to her production work. She was also a big part of the hashtag Time's Up movement, right?
She was one of the founding members.
For those who don't know.
It was started by women in Hollywood to combat sexual harassment and inequality in the workplace.
Holding those in power accountable.
And creating a safer, more equitable industry.
It's so great to see her taking a stand, using her voice to advocate for real change.
Not just talking about it either, taking action.
Like the Time's Up Challenge.
Exactly. It encourages people in Hollywood to work on at least one project with a female director in the next 18 months.
Which is crucial because women are still so underrepresented in directorial roles.
It's true. Very few of the top grossing films are directed by women.
That's the statistic Longoria wants to change.
And she's doing it by raising awareness, encouraging people to take action.
I remember reading a quote from her.
Oh, yeah.
She said, there are so many qualified women.
Who just aren't given the same chances.
And that's what they're fighting to change.
It highlights a very real problem. Talent and skill aren't always enough. You need conscious effort, intentional action.
To level the playing field.
And Longoria is dedicated to that fight.
Through her work and through her activism.
She's a force to be reckoned with.
Combining business smarts, artistic vision, and a genuine desire to make a difference.
It's truly inspiring.
To see someone using their success to help others.
To lift others up.
And to think it all started with $6 million.
That saved a movie about a hitman and his dog.
It's crazy how things work out, isn't it?
It really is.
You never know where a single act of courage can lead. Sometimes the most unexpected heroes
emerge from the shadows.
And in this case, it's Eva Longoria.
The powerhouse producer we never knew we needed.
Makes you wonder how many other stories like this are out there.
Hidden behind the scenes of Hollywood.
It's amazing, right? All the stories we don't even know about.
People taking chances, changing everything.
And it reminds us that impact, influence, it can come from anywhere.
You don't have to be front and center to make a difference.
Longoria's journey proves that. Sometimes the most impactful things happen behind the scenes.
And in her case, those behind the scenes moves. They shaped her career, obviously. But also the careers of others and Hollywood itself.
It's true. Thinking back to John Wick, one decision, one investment, and the effects are still being felt today.
A global franchise, millions of fans, a whole new style of action, all because she believed in something that others didn't.
It's incredible. It shows you the power of taking risks.
Especially when it comes to supporting creative visions, visions that challenge the norm.
And Longoria's always championed those who don't fit the mold.
That's something to celebrate, for sure.
And it doesn't stop there. Her foundation, it's a testament to her commitment to empower others, to create opportunities beyond Hollywood.
Beyond entertainment.
It's about using your success to lift others up.
To make a real impact on the world.
So what can we learn from all this? From Eva Longoria's journey? I think it's a message about potential.
The potential we all have.
To create change, even when we least expect it.
To look beyond what we see on the surface. To find those stories of innovation, of resilience, and to support those who are pushing boundaries.
Those who are challenging the status quo.
Whether it's investing in a film, advocating for diversity, or empowering others through education. Longoria shows us there are so many ways to make a difference.
And sometimes all it takes is that one act of courage, believing in something bigger than yourself.
To spark a movement that goes beyond what you could have imagined. So the next time you're watching John Wick,
think about the woman who helped make it happen.
Eva Longoria.
Actress, producer, advocate.
The game changer.
And remember,
even in an industry like Hollywood,
with all the big studios, the big budgets,
individual passion and determination can still make all the difference.
And that's a message worth holding on to.
Both on and off the screen.